This is Fresh Air. Off and on for two decades, trombonist Kaumba Frank Lacey has played in New York's Mingus Big Band, dedicated to the music of the late Charles Mingus. On the band's new album, Lacey steps out front, singing a batch of Mingus songs. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says it's weirdly right.
Lot of pictures, most of the beauties of the world, from places I've traveled, I still recall the quaint melody as I feel painting my own.
Composer Charles Mingus loved words as well as music. He was writing lyrics and using singers from the first, and would sing or recite his own texts later. He also wrote jazz's great autobiographical novel, the stylish, funny, and disturbing Beneath the Underdog. Mingus always got to the heart of things. His lyrics, like his performances, might overflow with feeling. This is from the young Charles Mingus's Weird Nightmare.
When you say she doesn't want me, I've been hurt. Do you know what that means? Weird nightmare. Take away the grief you've shared. Weird nightmare. Mend a heart that's torn. And has paid the price of love a thousandfold. Bring me a love with a heart of gold.
Weird Nightmare, first recorded in 1946, sung by Kaumba Frank Lacey. It's from the not-so-accurately titled album Mingus Sings, co-starring Lacey and the Mingus Big Band. Frank Lacey's voice and blustery delivery can be comically gruff, but he gets the right earnest intensity. And he knows all the Mingus-y inflections from playing in the band, with a trombonist's cracked timing and attention to every note's pitch and vibrato. Lacey has what Mingus prized, a strong individual voice. This is Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, with Joni Mitchell's lyric about an Iowan's hot streak in Vegas.
I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. The cat was cranking for corn. Well, he must have had a genie in his lamp. Cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit. Watching the dry cleaner do it, like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money.
Wayne Escoffery on tenor saxophone. Charles Mingus's melodies can move in odd ways, but they're oddly singable. The weird dips make voices sound good. The lyricists heard from on Mingus Sings also include Elvis Costello, who sent a couple of tongue twisters, and there's a recitation penned by poet Langston Hughes. I admit I prefer Mingus's own words, heard on four tunes here. That said, while drummer Doug Hammond was with Mingus in the 70s, he penned a sharp lyric for the previously unheard tune, Dizzy Profile. It's about trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie and how revolutionary ideas lose their sting over time and how to maybe fix that.
There was a time a friend of mine would play a melody and there would be a song. Man used to say, a crazy friend, but when he would play a trumpet sound, we all would gather round. He made the song, be my world's name. But misunderstanding came to turn around its meaning then. What the music said to play about, we always never knew until we heard the sound. So remember now that crazy sound, then we will begin to understand the storyline again.
Toowoomba Frank Lacey and the Mingus Big Band, with trumpeters Jack Walrath, Alex Norris, and Lou Soloff, who passed away not long after the recording. Mingus would teach musicians melodies by singing them, and his horns could sound eerily like his voice. This Mingus Big Band catches that vocalized quality. It doesn't hurt, one of their own is singing out front. There are good soloists new and old, including saxophonists Alex Foster and Craig Handy, and a couple of newly unearthed compositions. The title Mingus Sings is a shameless cheat, but the music's worthy of the Mingus brand.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Mingus Sings, featuring Toowoomba Frank Lacey and the Mingus Big Band on the Sunnyside label. On tomorrow's show, after 16 years, Jon Stewart is stepping down as host of The Daily Show. What will America do without him? We'll listen to excerpts of our interviews with him and with one of his executive producers. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Yo-Wei Shaw. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Whenever you say you love me, whenever you say you care, roses and warlocks warn me, the sorceress sing beware. Still I don't believe in dragons, portions of witches' brew. How can I win all the magic I need in my life?